So, brothers and sisters, quick question for you today then. We hear in the gospel of today there's only one person that we are to fear. One. Who is it? Say it. God. We aren't to fear people. We aren't to fear anyone. The one that we are to fear is God. And why is that? Because, yes, a human being can destroy body, but there's only one that can destroy body and soul and send us to hell, and that is who? God. So we have to respect God. That is the one that we must fear in life. Now, brothers and sisters, you know, I was doing a little bit of thinking here between Masses. This is my last weekend Mass here. We'll have a farewell afterwards, but I still got five more Masses to go here this week. This is probably about the 2,500th Mass I celebrated with you. Now, it's something when you think about 7 years, how many Masses that you dear celebrate. And as I gather in this weekend and I start to make that transition to Slayton, Fulda, Curry, Westbrook, Lake Olson, Lilquist, and Iona, say that in a quick breath. All right? Is there fear in moving? Not fear, I don't think. The only thing is the fear of the unknown. Does that make sense to all of you? There's just, we don't know. And there's only one way we're gonna find out. We gotta get there. So it's probably more nerves, more, you know, anxiety, little things like that. But as far as fear goes, we hear it in Jeremiah today. The people are mad at him. Even his own friends say, denounce him, let's see him destroyed. He preaches about this God and he wants us to change. We don't like it. And so what is it that Jeremiah says? He calls out to God and he says, God, be on my side. Be with me. Guide me. Give me the strength that I need. And what happens? God does. And in this, what do we realize? Is there a little fear of the people in Jeremiah's voice? Yeah. Is fear necessarily a bad thing? Jesus says in the gospel, don't be afraid. Does that mean that we shouldn't have fears? No. Here's some that you might have. Fear of snakes, spiders, bats. I told this story this morning. I was preaching in St. Luke's in Sherburn one Saturday night, the weekend Mass. All of a sudden, what comes out? A bat. Woo, woo. People are doing all of this stuff, all of that stuff. I'm trying to preach. Finally, I said, that's enough. I went back to my chair. I couldn't beat the bat. Okay, we fear all kinds of different things. Probably one of the things that I would fear is this. There's no way to get out of a dark room, and all of a sudden, the walls are just pinching in 3 inches every single day. And you realize what's going to end up happening after a while? That's scary. That would scare me. That would make a fear. Even God says, isn't one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we are to fear who? Fear who? God. Fear God. Because we realize God's the one that can judge body and soul. And to have fear of God, we also realize it means this too, that we are to have a deep respect for God and all that he asks of us. So we have fears. So when Jesus says in the gospel, don't be afraid, he's not saying this, that we shouldn't have fears. It's what to do with our fears. In the gospel of 2 weeks, you're going to hear the story of the yoke. The yoke. That gospel, Jesus says, my burden is light. It's easy. My burden is light. Sometimes I want to yell out and say, bull, God. Life is tough. That's hard. That's not what he's saying, though. He's saying this, we are a yoke, and if we can work together in tandem, if we work together as a team, you know that I'm with you, you're with me, we can do anything. And that's what you realize as you make a transition. Some of you are going to do that, and we've all done it in our own way. Some of you are going to get ready or in the next years to get ready to go to college. It's a transition. But they always taught me this, remember when you go, what you take with you. You take with you memories from where you've been. It's a great parish. You also take with you friends, family, your faith, the sacraments, your prayer life. Those are things that no one can take from you. Those are the things that give you the strength as you move forward. Easy to go? No. I think we all like to stay where it's rooted, where we are. It's hard to move, but sometimes we need to go. So the story behind that, now I can share it with you. I'm on the clergy personnel committee. That's the assignments committee, basically. And 6-7 years ago, I went over to a clergy personnel meeting. I believe it was in Winona, if I can remember right. So all of a sudden, that was the time when Father Kevin, They were going to move him to Owatonna. Father McGrath from Owatonna was going to Chatfield. And all of a sudden, I open my big fat mouth and I say, well, who's going to resurrection? And they say, oh, great question. Okay, great question. It was me. And even when Father Kevin, when they had talked about when Father Kevin had gone away for a period of time, that they were thinking about me even 10 months before that. So I was doomed to come here, okay? I was doomed. Same story here, though. I can now tell you this. This assignment that I was asked was already talked about last year. I was going to be moving next year for sure. Next year would have been my last year. The one thing that happened was the pastor of Folda Curry in Westbrook, Monsignor Hiding, great guy. He struggled walking for so many times, but he finally said this. He said, you know what? I can't do it anymore. So they asked me to make the move this year instead of next year. So next year it would have happened. That's the way assignments work. On those committees, what do we say? We got to promise what? We got to promise respect and quiet. So I've tucked it away, and I can now share it with you. And so who knows? You know what's going to happen after 6 years there? I may go on assignment and say I'd like to stay, and all of a sudden, bing, bang, boom. Somebody asked me, Father, can you say no? Yes, you can, but it better be a good reason. It better be good. In all my years, there's only been one priest who said no, and that's because he said, I got a new parish secretary, and he said no. 2 weeks later, he got a call, and they weren't happy with him. Okay, so the next time they said, are you willing to move? He said, yes. Okay, so when we talk about this, there is a little bit of obedience in all of this as well. Just like I did in Fairmont, there's always an intention form we filled out. I had said I wanted to stay in Fairmont, same with resurrection. I filled it out, I wanted to stay, so this wasn't of my doing. I'd have been happy to stay here another year, but sometimes divine fate it comes, you know, divine fate takes over, and that's what's happened here. But you're great, great people. I'll just have really good memories. You know, I like to ask questions. I asked you one earlier. Here, I'm going to ask you another one, so you'll remember Father Schuster and all of his questions. You know, when you look on the, you know, your pastors over there on the wall down towards the hallway towards Father Zink Hall, you've had 7 pastors here. Resurrection's been here for 56 years. What's your average years per pastor? What is that? 8 years. That's a good run. That is a good run for pastors. There's been longevity here time after time after time after time. Every pastor that I believe has been here has at least fulfilled one full term. Okay, so that says something about you. You're good, good people. Okay, so just remember that. And I'll take the memories of you with me, and I promise I'll pray for you. Pray for me as well. I'd like to say this, though, too. If I've hurt anyone, either knowing or unknowingly, you know, I just apologize. I really do. Sometimes we hurt people, we don't even know it. But we got to stand up here and we got to be who we truly are called to be. We're to be about Jesus Christ. So my apologies to all of you. But just remember, I'll keep you in my prayers. I always do. And just keep me in your prayers as well as we make this transition. You're going to do great. You'll do fine. You're good people. All right? I'm not too worried about that. We'll see how it goes over there in Slayton, Curry, Westbrook, Folda, Curry, Ablade. Well, I can't even remember them all right now. We'll see how it goes, but we'll make it work one way or another. So on that note, let's keep each other in prayer. Let's stand now, and let's profess our faith.